haven't gotten a consistent signal from Foon since last week, when Arnie's ill-advised guided meditation to his childhood in 1989 led to him magically disappearing. And then, of course, Usador and Chunt jumped into the time abyss after him. That's probably the closest I'll ever come to saying previously on Ally McBeal. My guess is they were obliterated. And if I can just get enough earwolf suits in my corner, we can call this whole thing done. After, I don't know, two obligatory episodes of sexually explicit poetry from Flower. But then there's the matter of this box of cassette tapes from Earth Year 1989, labeled the Arnie Niekamp Show, kept in government storage for decades, alongside frozen Andy Kaufman, alongside other stuff. And now I do have this 80s-era cassette player, made out of the parts of an iPhone 12 Pro Max just to piss it off. Oh, you should have seen the look on its tempered touchscreen. Well, you're looking for about 45 minutes of distraction, and I have got an index finger just looking for trouble. That couldn't have come out worse if I had workshopped it in a writer's room. Let's just pop this out of its scratched plastic case and give it a listen.
From my bedroom in Ohio, it's the Arnie Niekamp Show! Applause, applause. Tonight, my guests include... let me get out the TV guide here. From Booker, Richard Grieco. From Anything But Love, Jamie Lee Curtis. And special musical guest, Billy Joel! The phone. I gotta jump over my bed. Niekamps, Arnie speaking. I don't think he's home. I'll check.
Dad! Phone! Dad! Phone!
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's not here. Okay. Yeah, it's probably a basketball game. All right, thanks. And we're back. It's the Arnie Niekamp Show, starring me, Arnie Niekamp. I wonder if I should start over because of that phone call. Here, let me hit stop. It's the Arnie Niekamp Show with your host, Arnie Niekamp. On tonight's episode, special guest, Judith Light from Who's the Boss? From 227, Jack A.
Sir, quick, kill this man and let's go find Arnie.
Ah! Look, carefully. I'll freeze him real quickly. Israf!
Ah!
Okay, look at that child. I can't murder him because clearly that's the child from the painting.
Child? Wait, that's a grown man. Come on.
Well, but it looks like the person from the painting, does it not?
No child is 6'5".
I understand. He's a very lanky young man. But we must... we must realize that our worlds have been turned topsy-turvy. For a future version of Arnie may be Can the Wizard, and then we touched a painting, and after drinking a rainbow bowl, and our minds went back in time. And now I don't see full-grown Arnie here, but I do see this young Arnie.
Well, hold on, Usador. Sorry, I don't mean to parse words. We didn't go back in time. We went back to the future. Does that make sense?
1.21 gigawatts!
Doc, I mean, Usador, you gotta calm down.
Look, no one wants to be killed by Libyans. But I am swearing to you, this young man, at whatever age he may be, is Arnie, a younger version of Arnie. Maybe the mind of Arnie is trapped in here. Let's unfreeze him. Arnie?
Arnie, yeah? is that you?
What? Yeah, my name's Arnie. Yeah. What are you doing in my room?
Remain calm. This is my friend Chunt, and I am Usador. Do you recognize us?
No, but, oh my God, you look like... a wizard, and you look like a skunk.
Quick, Usador, magic me a white sport coat with rolled up sleeves.
Eroth Toba Kata.
Ah, yeah, that probably calmed him down a little bit. Eh?
Oh, wow. I like you.
Does it seem more familiar, more comfortable?
I would be a little more comfortable if he had sunglasses.
Eroth Ting.
Don't put them on my nuts, on my eyes.
There you go. You can put them wherever you want. Here. I'll also give him a small bit of tobacco to smoke on. Eroth Turtle. Now, don't you want to buy cigarettes?
Nah, I'm too young to smoke cigarettes or to drink beer, but it's not unusual for me to see cartoon characters do it, and I do think it makes you cool.
Yeah, I shall put you further at ease by peering into your mind and appearing as someone who you trust implicitly.
Hello, I'm Willie Tanner, the character who's the dad of Alf.
The dad of Alf? Willie Tanner, I'm such a big fan. Look, I have this Alf mug that I drink juice out of all the time. It says, "I kill me." I'm sorry they don't make a mug of you, but they do make mugs of Alf.
That's all right. I understand that they're not going to make a character mug of just the guy who plays the dad.
Oh, my God. I think I know what's happening. I'm imagining all this. I have an amazing imagination.
That's right. And I'm wondering if maybe you saw an older version of yourself in here today.
Oh, that would... What a cool concept for me to imagine. No, it's just been me. My family's off at various sporting events. Just a regular old Friday night for Arnie. Willie, do you want to hang out? Cool Skunk? Do you got a cool name?
You can call me Cool Skunk.
All right.
Ooh, that cool menthol flavor.
Should we shorten that to Chunk?
Yeah, just call me Cool Skunk or Chunk. You know, because the H in cool and skunk.
All right, well, how about Kunk? I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
No. You're right with Chunk. Hey, young Arnie, we have to ask, what year is it?
What year is it?
Yeah, how old are you?
Well, I'm 13 years old.
Come on. I
some people think I'm older because I'm tall. I'm kind of a tall kid.
It makes sense that you're bad at math, but you sure you're 13, bud?
Yeah, I think.
31, maybe? Got those flipped around?
No, I'm 13, but do you think I look like an adult?
Hey, nothing wrong with looking 31. 31, having some fun.
I can't imagine being 31. That's so old.
Do you want me to buy you some beer?
I mean, I can't lie. I've had my curiosities about it, but I don't know. That's the other thing is I rented 3 VHSs, and they have to be back tomorrow. And if I have some drinks, there's no way I'm going to get through these movies.
Oh, what'd you rent?
Ooh, Usador, VHSs, what could that be? Very happy stories?
Vehemently horny sisters?
That's what it is.
Oh, you guys are in luck. Oh, I got some good ones. The Fly 2. The Burbs.
Fly to where?
I think you meant to say The Birds.
No, The Burbs. Tom Hanks in the suburbs.
Oh, yeah, Usador, you love Burbs. Except for those fucking sparbings.
Also, Cocoon. The Return.
Wait, let me see this.
More Cocoon!
Hold on. No. This is the Coco on.
Aw, Chunk, can you not read?
No, I can read. Let me see this. Donald Emechi and Wilford Brimley star in the Coco on.
Chunk, did I imagine a barely literate talking skunk? I'm so creative.
Who's Brain Dennehy?
Who's Brain Dennehy? Only one of the most talented actors of stage and screen.
Yeah, we'll see.
Haven't you seen FX?
Arnie, I appear to you now in this form of your most trusted adult figure in your life, Willie Tanner.
Uh-huh.
So that you may guide us. We're here for a greater purpose than watching some films that you have collected and rented but temporarily. We must find you.
You gotta find me?
There's an older version of you. As I mentioned before, we must find you.
Oh, sorry. My phone's ringing again. Hello? I'll check. Could one of you see if my mom is here? Just go to the door and yell really loud.
It sounds like that's a job for you.
All right. Is Arnold's mother here? For I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Alec. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. So, if you did birth this Arnie from thine very loins, step forward now and declare thine self present.
Hey, Usador, never mind. I'll fucking do it.
All right.
Arnie's mom! Phone! Arnie's mom, phone!
Nah, she's not here.
I don't think she's here.
Oh, thanks. No, I'm afraid she's not here. Can I take a message? Mm-hmm. 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 All right, thanks. Bye.
What could they possibly be saying to get three mm-hmms?
I didn't write it down, and I forgot it immediately.
Wow, you said, Arnie, that this clear device where you can see the inner workings is called a phone?
Yeah. I got it free for subscribing to a magazine.
Wow, that's like getting 12 CDs for a penny.
What are CDs?
CDs, of course, being Cobra dicks. Listen, Arnie, there's no time.
For a penny?
Yes, about 6 years ago, you fell into a portal behind a magical Burger King or something. You fell into a magical, fantastical land called Foon where you met us and started a podcast. Do you know what that means? Do you know what a podcast is?
Pod? Is it like a space thing? Are you aliens?
Why doesn't this phone have a screen?
Oh, a screen?
Yeah, and you can't open any apps on this fucking thing.
Appetizers? I get it. You guys are magic time people, right? You don't understand technology. This is a telephone. People from all over the city can call me on this. Or if they live out of the county, they can call, but it's extra expensive.
Look, in the future, where we come from, everyone has phones. Phones is everywhere.
Yeah, and they don't call them telephones. They just call them phones, my man.
And the only thing you don't do with it is call somebody up.
Usador, this is stressing me out. I'm going to give me another cigarette. Magic me. Here. Magic me.
Errol Toloth.
And light it.
Galev Lichten Karma.
Oh, that's smooth.
Chunk? Usador? You're from the future?
Well, we're from the past, and we're back here, therefore going to the future. Does that make sense?
Am I imagining all this because I saw that commercial for Back to the Future 2 coming out in a couple weeks?
I mean, it's got to be better than Back to the Future 3, which Arnie told us about in great detail.
Back to the Future 3?
Hold on. Back to the Future 2? Why don't they just call it Back the Number 2 the Future?
Oh, that's a good idea, Chunk.
I've got such an amazing imagination. You know what? When I eventually go to college, I'm going to major in creative writing. I'm going to do it.
Oh, no. It was our fault all along.
Oh, we forced Arnie into creative writing. I'll never forgive myself. Here, hold on. Let's at least give him a gift so that we don't feel so bad. Arnie, you should create a cheetah who plays a saxophone.
Oh, like in Three Men and a Baby? Which I think has come out?
No, this is your own original idea.
And I'll call him MC Shit Eater.
Shit Eater? That's not very marketable, Arnie.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, guy. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've never said that word out loud before.
No,
if you don't start thinking of more marketable ideas, you're going to be stuck in some niche area that you feel you're doing well in, but perhaps can't grow past.
I'm clearly incredibly imaginative. I imagined a wizard and a talking skunk so hard that they appeared in front of me. And, oh, I could imagine myself as me, Arnie Niekamp, 13-year-old. Wow.
Yeah, and Arnie, can I blow your mind? You're going to use that creativity in the future to work for Jackoff Games, which is a big deal.
Hand check.
Wait, Usador, should we be telling him about his future?
We shouldn't tell him too much. We don't want to ruin anything. Small Arnie. Smarnie.
Wait, you forgot the H. Sharnie.
Shmarnie. I want to know, so this disguise of Willie Tanner, it's done nothing for you?
I mean, it was cool for a little bit.
You know I'm a wizard, though.
I mean, you sort of seem like more of a wizard, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to undo this. Yerototh!
Huh. Young Arnie, what's this? Let me just... looks like a bracelet, but I'm going to slap it against my wrist. Ow! It's
pretty
a regular
cool,
bracelet.
Huh?
It hurt. What is that, metal?
What? Yeah, why did you try to slap it onto your wrist?
I saw a bracelet and I wanted to slap it, but it hurt pretty bad. I think my wrist is broken.
Whew. Look, I would love to spend the entire evening looking around your room and getting to know young Schmarney, but we need to find your elder self. Can you drive us anywhere?
Do you have a car you can drive us around in, or maybe like a big horse we can all fit in?
A big horse? Look, in my time, people have cars, but adults have cars. I'm 13 years old. I can't drive.
31.
What?
You're mixing the numbers up.
I'm 13. I know. That's such a big number, because I'm a teenager now. Ugh. Look at me! I'm a teenager! That means now I'm gonna get into trouble.
Oh.
I'm a handful now.
That's perfect for jack-off games. What's that thing you keep holding up and speaking into?
Oh, this is my tape recorder. I'm taping all of this for my show I'm imagining I have. When I grow up, I'm gonna be a late-night talk show host.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I should interview you. I should interview you guys. Do you guys want to be
okay.
my guests?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah, that's...
This is going to be bad.
Chunk.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's play along, and eventually we'll get him to tell us more about what's going on around here. And when we learn more about Arnie, we'll learn where Elder Arnie may have run off to.
I get confused when you say Arnie and Elder Arnie, so can we just say Arnie and Schmarney?
Yes.
Schmarney?
Schmarney.
Schmarney. Yeah, we'll be your guest. He's going to do an overly complicated intro to this fucking thing, and then we're going to have to carry the fucking weight of this. Okay, buddy, whenever you're ready.
All right, I'll interview you two after this commercial break. I gotta hit stop.
Who's advertising this shit?
They don't really label this very well. Oh, here it is. Hey, welcome back to Late Night with Arnie Niekamp. Oh, boy. I've got some great guests here. One of them is a wizard, and the other one is a cool skunk. It's Usidore the wizard and Chunk the skunk.
Hey. Hey, what's up?
Good evening.
He's sweating pretty bad.
What's your names?
You just said them, buddy.
You said our names.
Oh! Yeah,
let me give you a little bit of advice.
Uh-huh.
Schmarney, when you're interviewing, you want to get to know the people that you're speaking to, and you want it to feel very casual and very normal. So what Elder you does is usually you ask people what sort of sex they have.
Oh.
Or how it works.
Yeah.
If you meet someone who's a little bit different than you, in a physical sense or in a genetic sense, that they come from a different stock than thee.
Wait, I think we're witnessing some sort of earth ritual. He grabbed a book and put it on his lap. What is that?
Ooh.
Hey, what's in that book that you put on your lap? Do you need to open it and read it, or what's going on?
No, this is just a book of Far Side comics.
Wow, you're really pressing it down.
They're good.
Wait, let me see this. Oh, there's so many animals in this. Look at this one. There's a bear lying in the middle of a road, and there's a truck that says honey delivery. And there's another bear. These are not quite funny, but I'm still chuckling. I don't know why, but... this would make a good calendar.
Oh, if you like that one, Chunk, you love this one. It's called Garfield.
Okay, there's a depressed cat. There's a passive-aggressive owner. There's a dog. He seems all right, but...
it's like us!
I feel like this would be pretty good if the cat wasn't in it.
Wait, what's this one? Calvin and Hobbes. And Shaw? What's this? Oh, it's a tiger. I like this one. What won't that tiger say?
Yeah, I got so much stuff to read in here. Do you guys want to hang out and read?
Sure. Let's see what you got here on the shelf. Ooh, Boy's Life. It's probably smut. Don't want to read that. No thanks. Highlights. What's that about? What's Highlights about?
Oh, well, there are pictures where, I mean, that's kind of a baby book. But, you know, sometimes I like to read through it. And Boy's Life, I got that when I was a wee below.
A wee below what?
It's like a Cub Scout, a Bear Scout, and then I was a wee below. And then I got the Arrow of Light.
Aren't you too young to below?
You used to be a scout looking for bears?
Well, then I was a Boy Scout for about a month, but it was too hard. But it was pretty fun being a wee below.
course it's fun, but I didn't blow until I was about 19.
This room smells weird. I'm going to look around the rest of the house and see if I can find any clues. I'll be right back.
Huh, I'm trying to put these on my feet, but they're a little hard. Do kids on Earth usually have hard socks?
Chunk, don't worry about the socks. Look at some of the cool toys I've got. These Whoa. Are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. These are Transformers.
Wait, they're turtles who are teenagers?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And ninjas.
Way less acne than I would have thought. And mutants?
Mm-hmm.
Fun. What was the other one you had?
Transformers. They're robots in disguise.
Oh, we have those on Foon.
What? You do?
Mm-hmm.
Transformers?
Yeah.
Oh, but look, see, this is looks like it's just a robot, but watch. I am going to change it into a car. See here.
Okay. Hey, Schmarmy.
Wait, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Okay, does this leg go there, or does the head?
Okay. Eureka! I think I have found a clue. Here, a guide. A TV guide. Though the inside is indecipherable and difficult for me to understand, I think once I decipher the runes inside this small book, we shall have a clue as to where to go next.
Hold on, Usador. Arnie was showing me something. Arnie, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, this is halfway there to being a dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
But it's a
oh.
transformer. Uh-huh. I forgot
uh-huh.
how to...
So
I lost the instructions.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see you have a collection of seashells. Tell me about this one.
Oh, this one's a seashell.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And this one is a slightly bigger seashell.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And here is a coin from another country. I don't know which one. I think maybe Canada.
Hey, little Arnie.
Yeah?
None of what you're doing is interesting. And the sooner you realize that, the better late night host you'll be.
8 p.m. Falcon Crest.
Little Arnie, you see, to be interesting, you have to be interested in other people. Does that make sense? You have to come from a place of curiosity.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at my shells.
You, sir, what was the name of that show?
The rune here, Falcon Crest. I assume it's some sort of weapon or location that we must find. There's so many things that are difficult to understand in here.
So the falcon must have just left the nest at 8 p.m.
Yes, Arnie, help us decipher this rune. You must help us understand this riddle.
Empty nest. Oh, my gosh. It's Richard Mulligan. And he's a dad, but his wife has passed away. And it's sort of a spinoff of Who's the Boss, but you would never know that unless you saw one episode.
Little Arnie, shut up for a second. You saw, I think I figured it out. So here it says 7 p.m., empty nest. So that's when the bird leaves. Then it says wings, so we know that the bird took flight. Then it says falcon crest, so we know that the falcon has crested the moon.
Oh. When is the moon full again, Arnie? Tell us now.
Oh, sorry, I gotta write this down. I gotta remember, pretend to interview Crystal Bernard on my talk show from Wings.
Wait, and here it says, out of this world. Is that about us? What's going on there?
Are you from another world? I thought you said you're from the future. But you're also old-timey.
Well, we're back from the future. We're from a place called Foon, okay? Which is where you go at a certain age, and you... I don't want to give you too much. And then you get a sword goes through your stomach. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't want to freak you out. And then you become this old wizard named Can, who everybody hates. Well, no, I shouldn't. Well, I should say that.
Yeah, we don't know for sure that he's Can. It seems like...
Yeah, it seems so likely.
Wow, my imagination is so confusing and needlessly complicated.
That's nail on the head. Listen, buddy, where would you go during this time? Where's like a place Arnie likes to go? Like, say your parents aren't home, which it sounds like they're not. Where would you like to go?
Usually I spend a lot of my time here in my bedroom. I got toys and books, and sometimes I'll go downstairs and watch 3 movies. But also, I could try to call my friends in case they're home, which they don't seem to be tonight. Or wait and see if any of them try to call me, so I don't want to be too far away from the telephone.
Sounds exhausting.
That's about it, really.
Wait, what's this book? Sears Catalog. Ooh, there's a section called Lindery. Oh, the pages seem to be stuck together here.
What a large tome this is. It filled from page to page with nothing but merchandise.
I wouldn't touch that with your hands.
A lot of the merchandise is circled with a blue pin that says, Want for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Teddy Ruxpin, I know I'm too old for it, but it's still, there's something about it. It's kind of like you. You kind of remind me of Teddy Ruxpin.
Take that back. I'll fucking kill you. I'm kidding. Arnie, I'm kidding. We're best friends. In the future, we're best friends, baby.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your phone? I gotta write this down. What's your phone number?
Isidore, help me out.
12.
Yeah, 12.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Look, Chunk, if you don't want to be my friend, that's fine. You don't have to lie to me.
No, I'm not lying
to you.
You're
the ones that came to my room, okay?
I didn't want
to
say one. I thought it would be too obvious.
Isidore, let's make him comfortable. Arnie, since we're in your home, what do you want to do? You want to play a game, buddy? You want to go outside? You want to play catch? What do you want to do?
Catch. Ugh. Catch.
Ah, yes. But what if that makes you unhappy, what would make you happiest? What are the things around your hometown that make you the happiest?
Well, I like to go to Video Outpost and rent videos. If you rent two, you get a third for free after a turn the next day. Also, I just like walking around and looking at all the VHS covers and just thinking about what I'm going to rent, but also maybe what I'll rent next time. I also like to go to the Book Nook, and maybe I'll buy a book, but also I like to kind of look at every book in the science fiction or fantasy section and kind of like think about it, like, is this going to be the one? Oh, it's not going to be this one. Is this going to be
Usador,
the one?
Usador, I know what happened. Yeah. I know what happened.
What happened?
We tried to follow Arnie to Earth, and we died.
Or I go to Things and Pills, and I get Garbage Pail Kids.
Wait, what are they called?
Garbage Pail Kids.
Okay, now I'm listening.
Oh, I have some. Here, look, they're cards.
Atom Bomb. I don't get it.
It's like a Cabbage Patch Kid, but it's gross.
What's a Cabbage Patch Kid?
A Cabbage Patch Kid is like a baby thing where you... Well, I meant it as it's for
it's
babies.
It's like a baby thing. Ooh, I'm going to start... That's my new catchphrase. It's like a baby thing. What's up with you? Not much. It's like a baby thing.
It's pretty good. This is very confusing. I don't understand why you would like these cards because they're gross, because they're like a baby thing.
I just want to hang like a baby thing.
Your tastes are very confusing to me. Is there somewhere you go to find solace other than places where they just simply try to peddle you their goods?
Oh, I get it. You're not cool.
What?
Oh, no, I'm a cool skunk. It's in my name.
Because this is all cool stuff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Garbage Pail Kids, and it's not just me. Like, I'm not the coolest kid in school, but, like, it's just commonly agreed upon. These are cool.
Wait, what the fuck?
I mean, some of my stuff in this room is not cool, admittedly, but I still like it.
Yeah, I'll tell you something that's not cool. I just pulled this notebook off the shelf because it says mead on it, and I tried to drink it, and it's just paper. What the fuck is this bullshit?
This isn't mead,
clearly. Why would you write mead on a notebook when it's just, I don't want to drink paper. Wait, hold on. What? Oh, there's a piece of paper fell out. You saw, look at this. It's a page that says list of friends, and under one, it just has a question mark.
Oh.
Oh, little Arnie, buddy.
Look, I got friends.
Name two.
But I didn't want to Chunk, you're my friend.
One.
Usidore, you're my friend.
Two.
Thank you.
Well, I have a couple cousins I see periodically that I get along pretty well with. Although I would have to imagine that as we get older, we might grow into different interests and have less in common.
Here, let me update this list. One, Chunk. Usidore. There you go, buddy. You can put that on the fridge. How do I know what a fridge is?
How do you know what a fridge is?
I don't know. I think just... I'm so excited to be on Earth. I think I'm just absorbing everything at a fast pace. Like, I feel like I know so much about... Here, where's your kitchen?
Oh, come with me. Hey, are you guys hungry? I can make us mayonnaise sandwiches.
What?
Why do you say mayonnaise like that?
Mayonnaise. This is... People say mayonnaise sandwiches.
Yeah, I don't think so. But all right, fine. Let us descend the staircase to the kitchen.
Wait, I'm gonna go back up. Arnie, toss me up a couch pillow.
Okay. Here. Boy, I did not get that very far up. Sorry, I'll just walk it up to you.
Okay. Now clear the stairway. Let me get on my little belly. Get on my little skunk belly.
This is gonna be cool. Whoa.
Wow, that was great. Kind of hurt, but it was fun. You, sir, you should try it.
Very well. I shall ascend the stairs with pillow in hand. And now, on stomach, I shall go down as quickly as possible.
You might be too heavy.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm a powerful wizard. I'm impossible to kill. Nearly impossible. Here, take this simple kitchen knife and stab me in the eye.
No!
No, do it. Trust me, it'll be fun.
I'll be fine.
No!
Fine, Chunk, you do it. You do it.
Oh, my God!
That'll grow back tomorrow.
I gotta call the police or something. You're in my house. My parents are gonna be so mad. Look at all this blood.
Don't worry. I can just simply cast a spell to clean up all the blood and pull it back into my eye. Hero Timpa.
Ooh, that tripled the blood, and now it's stained.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And I hear a car pulling in the driveway. My parents are going to be so mad. There's blood everywhere.
Quickly. There's only one thing left to do. Put bras on our heads and make a woman.
Look, I'm really into that plan. But first of all, where are you going to get a bra? But also, we got to clean this place up. I mean, luckily, my parents take kind of an extended amount of time to get, like, to park, to get out of their car, kind of like, wait a second, I'm forgetting something in my pockets, and I got to go back to the car. But still, they'll be here within 10 to 15 minutes.
Wait, Arnie, here's what we do. I'm gonna take off my white sport coat with the sleeves rolled up and take off my sunglasses and, put out this cigarette. Oh, it feels so good.
Also, this place smells like cigarettes.
Wait, I'm going to act dead. I'm going to lay in the middle of the blood, act dead, and then you can say, a skunk broke into the house and you killed it and you'll be a goddamn hero. And then you can say the dad from Alf helped you.
That's right. I'll just look like Willie Tanner and I'll just be waiting here to meet your parents.
Willie Tanner, you sound less and less like yourself with every passing second.
I shouldn't have made this choice.
Okay, I'm just going to lay down the pile of blood and we'll see if this works right after these messages. Wait, did your recorder pick that up?
What?
I don't know if you know about... In the future, you need to do an ad break. You did one earlier, right?
Yeah, I can do another one. I can pull something off the radio.
Oh, okay.
Do you need me to talk about Squarespace?
And we're back, and that totally worked. That was wild.
Yeah, they really believed it. Now, honestly, they seem kind of worried about me. Kind of would be a pretty traumatizing thing to... And actually, I did see you stab him in the face, and that was pretty traumatizing.
Arnie, you're going to be fine. There's no serial killers from Ohio. This isn't going to affect you at all when you grow up.
We must be very quiet up here now, as not to disturb anyone else in the household. But I don't know that we have enough to make the first episode of the Arnie Kneecap Show. Do you feel like you have enough material?
I mean, normally I would, like, just start... reading top 10 lists out of this Late Night with David Letterman top 10 list book that I have.
Okay, we can listen to that.
What is this? Top 10 Reasons to Marry Kathy Ireland?
Oh, yeah, read that one.
Number 10, Gaga Gagoy. Number 9, Ooh La La. Number 8, Haba Haba. Number 7, Ahuga. Number 6, She's No Cindy Crawford. I don't get that one. Number 5, Necessary Roughness. He's coming out in 2 years. Number 4, Love. Number 3, Think of All the Fun You'll Have. And the number 1 reason to marry Kathy Ireland,
Aaron Go Brawless.
It was weird that there was a misprint and there wasn't a number 2 in there, but what are you going to do?
Oh, here it is. Number 2, It Beats a Sears Catalog. Yeah, I guess this is fun and funny, but I guess it's fun and
it's
funny.
It's counting. Counting is always funny. It's a good joke structure. Usador, why don't you read one?
Sure. Here, let me see.
Flip to any page. They're all gold.
Okay.
Wait, we could have bought ourselves time.
Here's one. Top 10 Jack Nicholson quotes.
No!
Arnie, no more top 10 lists. Again, to be interesting, you have to be interested. So... ask Eustor and I about Foon or what we've been up to or what we're doing here on Earth. I can't believe I'm on Earth. This is so exciting. I can't tell you how excited I am.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Arnie Kneecamp Show.
Honestly, more energy than normal.
During the break, you guys told me some great stories about food. You're from
From Foon.
That sounds made up.
I want to thank you for being such a great host and giving me a lunch able. Now I am able to lunch.
I think it's past its expiration date, but it should still be good.
And I love this Fruitopia.
I think this brand is going to last forever.
So, Arnie.
Yeah?
Why don't you ask me a question about what kind of creature I am?
Oh, sure. So, you're a skunk. Do you like, what do you squirt out of your butt?
That, well, it's a little personal, but this is better. This is better.
This really sounds like Arnie now.
what I squirt out of my butt is, do you have, let's see here, do you have candles on Earth?
Oh, yeah.
So it's almost like candle where it's a very strong scent, and the scent is meant to repel predators. So if someone's trying to kill me, I give them a little squirt, and then they back off.
Yeah, like how a skunk works, I guess.
Yeah, but also, I don't want to break your little head, but I'm a shapeshifter, so I can take the shape of any animal. Typically, it was one way, and I won't say how, but
yeah, we don't.
I currently can change at will. So, Arnie, name an animal. Any animal.
A dog.
Arnie, name
a dog.
Okay. Aha! Ruff ruff.
Whoa!
Bark,
a cat.
Bark, 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 bark. Okay, a cat. Meow, 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 meow. Uh-oh. I'm a little furball. Okay, and Arnie, sorry.
A pig.
Well, yeah, these are very basic animals. You can, okay. Snort, snort. Give me a trough. Yum. I'm going to roll around in my own shit.
A horse.
Okay. Ooh. Ha-ta-ta-ta, ta-dee-ta-ta. Clomping around. Okay. Hey, Arnie, back to a badger and a skunk. Arnie, I know you think you have this great imagination, but if you listen to yourself or listen back to this episode, which you should for edits, of course, you asked me to be a dog, then a cat, then a pig, then a horse, and then a dog again. So your imagination is four animals deep. And can I just say those animals were basic AF?
Basic AF?
Oh, you must not have this phrase on Earth. It means you're basic, asshole. Fuck off.
What? Whoa. Whoa.
Are you all right?
Yeah, that was just very strong language.
Oh, is it? Do you talk like that all the time?
I do.
You said way worse things.
Oh, no. Are you from, like, an evil world where you're friends with an evil version of me?
No. I spend every day of my waking life preparing to fight the forces of evil. And one of these days, I shall take a retinue of heroes and adventurers and destroy evil as we know it. For in the world of Foon, Arnie, where you will eventually reside, there is a dark lord who is so evil that we must work together to overcome him. Remember this. Remember this, Arnie.
And, sorry, Arnie, in Foon...
Hey, hang on, I'm trying to brainwash him.
Okay.
Hey, remember this, Arnie. In the future, when I say, go cheese... You want to go on a quest with me.
He's mumbling so much, I don't understand what he's saying.
Ooh, I want to try. I want to try.
It kind of seems like he's putting himself to sleep.
Arnie, you are listening to the sound of my voice.
Uh-huh.
As you get older, take all your money and all your parents' money and invest in Smash Mouth. It'll make sense later.
All right, I'll write it down.
Oh, Arnie, don't worry. Usador's in the wizard state. What did you want to ask me, buddy?
What was it like for you when you were my age?
Well, when I was your age, you know, it was a bit of a rough time, you know, going through puberty to some degree and learning about my powers and how to use them.
Just like how I'm learning about my powers of imagination.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, I wanted to give you a little exercise. So... You mentioned a dog, a cat, a pig, and a horse, and then you went back to a dog. To be fair, to your credit, it could have been a different dog. So why don't we do a little imagination creative exercise if you're going to go into creative writing? And why don't you list me in this notebook, in this Mead notebook, falsely labeled, why don't you list five animals that aren't any of the animals you mentioned?
Okay.
And I'll give you a hint. Look at me. Uh-huh.
Skunk. Skunk?
Yeah, that's one.
Sheep?
A sheep, yeah. Good one, buddy.
Goat?
Yeah, goat is a good one. Similar to a sheep, so be careful.
Cat?
No, we said cat.
Dog?
No, buddy, we already said cat and dog.
Me, Arnie Niekamp.
Humans as animals. Okay, we'll count that. So that's four. Wait, hold on. Eustor knows one. Let's hear what he has to say.
Elephant.
That's so hard to spell. I'm going to try to pick ones that are easy to spell.
Usador. Yeah. Hey, Arnie, keep drawing in your notebook. Just see how many times you can write cat or dog and then get back to me.
Oh, okay.
Usador, I'm really worried about Arnie. Maybe by meeting us, he got the confidence to go into creative writing when he's not creative at all.
Well, I do believe he's a rather creative soul. He just probably hasn't found the way to unlock it yet. I had a vision while I was in the wizard state. Perhaps there are dual purposes here. Perhaps we can simultaneously unlock Arnie's hidden potential and find the Elder Arnie and return him back to Foon, where he is meant to help us defeat evil. Yes, I see it now before me. We shall venture out into this Ohio and learn all manner of secrets about Earth that we shall take back with us to Foon, all the while priming Arnie's young mind for more creativity.
Hey, Arnie, buddy.
Yeah?
I saw that you weren't writing at all, but rather you were eavesdropping on our conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're just much more interesting than cats and dogs. A wizard and a skunk that wears clothes, kind of.
So, Arnie, if you created us with your imagination, what would you have us do to be more interesting? What else could we do, this skunk and this wizard?
Oh, I got it. The wizard. You will be like the janitor at this department store. But at night, I put a magical hat on a mannequin and it turns into Chunk. And we have adventures at night. And it's like today's special. It's about to appear. It's about to appear.
That sounds great. But I want you to realize that right now, if you ask me to create something or to go somewhere or do something, we can actually do it. I am a great and powerful wizard. You need but think about your truest and deepest, greatest desire. Don't try to be something that someone else wants you to be or try to recreate something you've seen. What is it? You can do anything.
Well, anything except Usador's not going to shrink you down and you two go inside my body. Okay, that's the one thing I don't want to do anymore.
That's what I was going to say.
The world is thine oyster. But ask for it, and it shall be thine.
Yeah, Arnie, this is a sandbox. What do you want to do, buddy? What do you want to play?
I'd like to have all kinds of adventures, but maybe if we start with an adventure that starts normal but gets crazy, right? Like, I start to suspect that my neighbors are killing people and burying them in the backyard. And I'm like, am I going crazy or is my neighbor really like an evil killer? And then I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to ask my other neighbor, Corey Feldman. Corey, what do you think? And he's like, I don't know, man. Tom Hanks, I think there might be something going on. What's going
this
on
is this
in the
damn
burb?
Movie you rented.
Yeah, this is Cocoon 2
I'm
to
opening
a T.
The window. Here, Chunt, grab my hand. Arnie, grab my other hand.
What?
We're going to fly through the very sky.
Your hands are so wet.
Watch as we fly into the air.
Whoa!
Usador, he fell. Your hand was wet.
Oh, I got him. I got him.
Your hands, I just can't get any purchase on your hands.
All right.
Here, wipe them off with this sock.
All right.
Don't.
Nice and crusty, but here. Now, let us fly. Fly through the air.
What? Oh my god.
Look down there.
Wow.
Arnie, look, it's your neighborhood.
Do you want your entire neighborhood to be made of candy?
But what would that do to the people?
Turn them into candy, of course.
Yeah, they turn into lollipop people with big freaky lollipop heads.
Then you can eat your neighbors.
These aren't your ideas, these are my ideas. But
I'm thinking
anything
about
you
it.
Want. Fuck it, I'm doing it.
That's not good. Turn them back. Don't hurt anybody.
There, they're all back to normal.
I was in the middle of eating someone.
Look, don't take it personally, but you two seem kind of not nice.
Like, what?
No, nice. Maybe you're nice, but like, you're kind of dangerous. Like, you stabbed him, and you were about ready to eat people.
But look, that guy's arm that I ate is totally back to normal. You sort of fixed it. You see, we come from a place of magic where there are no consequences. Well, there are consequences, but there's limited consequences.
Here on the boring planet of Earth, my powers are nearly limitless. I can create and destroy and create again with but a thought. That is imagination unfurled and brought to life. So here now, I grant you control.
Could you use your powers so that I have the ability to rent a fourth VHS for free? I mean, I would have to pay for the first two, and the third is free, but then the fourth is also free. Well, it'd be really hard to watch four movies in one night, but I think
Arnie,
I
you
could
were just flying over your neighborhood. You were literally flying, and now you want to rent more of your dumb... Arnie,
Chunk,
buddy.
Chunk, I actually think this is a start. Hang on.
Hold on. Magic me another cigarette, motherfucker.
Eroth. And Arnie, you want four videos in one night?
Yeah.
It is done. And the night won't end until you've watched them all.
Whoa, let me see this fourth one. Bobcat Goldtwat. Wow.
Hot to trot. I've already seen it, but I will watch it again.
It will stay 10 o'clock until you're done watching your movies. And then it's off to bed, young man.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. This is embarrassing. I'm crying a little bit. Thank you.
Oh, buddy, what's going on? Hey, give me a hug. Hey, pet, you can give me a pet. Do you want to pet me?
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a good friend, Teddy Ruxpin.
You're a good friend. You can call me whatever you want, okay? Here, I'll turn. What is Teddy Ruxpin?
About $100.
He's a cuddly little bear.
He said he's a little bear? Here, let me. Here, I'm a little bear.
Oh. And he tells stories. He tells cool but non-threatening stories.
Okay, cool but non-threatening. Okay, once there was a dog and a cat and a pig and a horse.
Ooh.
And they all made sweet, sweet love. First the pig took off his little tie. He got home late and he saw that his wife, the cat, was with the dog. And he said, "What's going on here?" And the cat was like, no, it's okay. Join us. So the pig said, "Oh, yeah." And he had his little pig buckle, took out his little
corkscrew
dick.
I'm letting go.
Oh.
Let's go get him. Here, let's land here in your backyard.
Usador? Sorry, Usador? Can you magic Arnie a book real quick?
Sure.
There you go, buddy. I understand what it's for now that you're standing.
Thank you.
Well, it gets cold up there, and the blood rushes to all sorts of places, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just needed to keep my pants warm.
Right, right.
So, hey, Arnie, I just want to say I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you, or we didn't mean to cause any trouble for you here on Earth. We're so excited because we've heard about this place for years and years and years, and now that we're here, it just feels like anything's possible, okay? And... I just want to say that I love you and it'll all be okay. We're going to find you and we're going to fix all this. And then you can go back to watching as many VHSs as you like, okay?
Look, I really do like both of you and I appreciate that you're trying to help me and I'm excited about being your friends and I do want to use my imagination more, but I don't know. This has happened to me before. People want to be my friend, but then maybe I don't want to do something scary. Like I don't... Maybe I don't want to go toilet paper the principal's house or sneak out at night or call a girl on the telephone.
All right, then. Like I said before, I think you call the shots. Chunk, if you agree, I think that we should do whatever Arnie wants to do so that he's very comfortable. And along the way, we're going to learn all sorts of secrets about Earth. And then once we know everything... We'll find the true Arnie, and we'll return to Foon, and you will be even more prepared for your future creative life.
Yeah, this will be fun.
So what do you want to do first?
We're going to be buds. We're going to spend this whole week, and I'm going to work on my imagination, and we're going to slowly, we're going to take baby steps towards having adventures. But first, we're going to watch The Burbs. Come on. Tom Hanks, he's never made a bad movie.
Earth Night.
Earth Night.
Arnie, say Earth Night. It's a thing we do.
Oh, okay. It's starting to get late. I don't want to, like, make my neighbors.
Well, you can just say it at a reasonable tone.
Okay. Earth Night.
A little more than that.
Earth Night.
Well, pretend that you're asking if your dad's home for the phone.
Oh.
Earth Night!
Nailed it. Now, let's go toilet paper a girl.
Shut the fuck up, kid!
My neighbors are scary. I think they're killing somebody. I think they're murderers.
So concludes our first visit into an exciting retro world awash with nostalgia and mystery. One moment, I've just been handed a cease and desist letter from the makers of Stranger Things. Let's just file that away for later. And this was just the first tape. Let's see how many more are in the storage container. No, actually, let's not go down that road in case this concept tanks and we want to bail fast. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunk the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Special 1989 theme music by Andy Poland. Here's a fun mental challenge. Go ahead and picture Arnie without a beard. You can't do it, right? It's like picturing Seth MacFarlane without the inexhaustible, unearned sense of confidence. See you next time!